Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Dr. Mary Tisdale Green here of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry. And I wanted to get back in the groove of doing the podcast on Wednesdays. And praise God, I have a good one for us on tonight, talking about what does it mean to you to have a sound mind. Have you ever thought about that? Do I have a sound mind? Praise God. I just a thought. And that's what I just want to do to kind of provoke us to thinking about what we have that God has given us and that it's ours. We can have it. Praise God. Whatever he says that we can have, we can have it. Praise God. So just wanted you to think about that for a minute. What does it mean to you to have a sound mind? Praise God. And if you would like to call in, you can do that at 319-527-6756 if you would like to call in and just simply talk about it with me on this evening. So before we get started and go into that, we will have a word of prayer, praise God, and then we will come back to our topic. What does it mean to you to have a sound mind? Praise God. Most gracious Father, we sure do thank you for this evening. We thank you that you're so good to us, that you're so mindful of man. You say, what is man? Scripture says that you're so mindful of us. Praise God. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for all that you do, God. Thank you for all that you've done. And thank you for what you're going to do. We come asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, everything that we've done, said, thought, acted that was displeasing to you, God. We ask that you would forgive us. And we thank you for it right now, God, as only you can do for us, God. And we thank you. We ask that you would bless this podcast on tonight, God, that you would word my mouth, God, in the name of Jesus, in the things that you would give me to say, God, to share in your name on tonight, Father. And we thank you. We ask that you would go into hospitals, the nursing homes, go into homes of your people, go all over America, God, go in other countries, oh God, and bless your people, God, everywhere, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody is standing in the need of prayer. And we know prayer open doors, prayer close doors, prayer make ways where there seems to be no way, because it's not by sight, but it's by faith. And we thank you for faith on tonight, God, to see God in the name of Jesus. Praise God. In your most holy name we pray tonight, and we thank you. And amen and amen. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for him being God on today. And today is Wednesday. And Wednesday is Recover All. Recover on Wednesdays. Praise God. And that's exactly what we want to do. We want to recover. If you don't already have a sound mind, we want to recover our sound mind. And we have the Word of God. We have tools in order to get there. And we want to get there. Recover all. David, praise God, he asked God, should he pursue? Praise God, when they had come into David's camp and stole his family, stole the other men's families, and David consulted God. Oh, praise God. When we consult God, thank you, we will get an answer. And he gave David an answer. He told him to pursue, praise God, and recover all. And that's what we want to do. So think about that. If you're having mind problems, praise God, problems with your mind, remembering it, and it's just not sound, praise God. Well, we have a remedy for that on today. We have the remedy for that on today, and that is in the Word of God. And again, I say if you would like to call in, you can do that at 319-527-6756 and simply talk about, what does it mean to you to have a sound mind? Praise God. It means everything to me to be able to go to bed at night, praise God, with a smile in my heart. I asked God, I asked him to give me a smile in my heart, praise God. And he has done just that. So I don't go to bed worrying. I don't go to bed with my problems and my situations, amen, but I go to bed with that smile in my heart, knowing that God got me and he got the situation. So I thank him for that on today. And also I wanted to let you know that we do have a Road to Prayer prayer. The road to prayer. And you can join us if you would like mornings. We start at 7:15, around 7:15. Usually it's 7:17 or 7:18 that we get started. And we pray until the Lord is finished with us. We pray until. Amen. But if you would like to join us, you can do that. Our prayer line number is 240-591-0262. Again, 240-591-0262. Can join us for prayer. You can call in a prayer request. Praise God. And if you would like to email us a prayer request, you can do that at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. You can email that prayer request to us, and we will definitely put your name in the atmosphere. Praise God, from our lips to God's ears. He hears us when we call. He said, even before, thank you, Lord, even before we even think it, God's already got it. Now, that's faster than email. Well, that's faster than email. So we know that God is a prayer-answering God. Amen, amen. And then I want you to also check out my books, thank you, Lord, on Amazon.com under Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, or one of my books is Forgive As You Go. You can look that one up, or Sin in God's Designer Word, praise God, or The Fruit of the Spirit. Can't think of the third book. But you can check them out or check out my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com. com. Praise God. And I do solicit your prayers to pray for me as I'm working on another book. And I'm also in the Publish and Paid Academy, learning to better write, to publish my own books, and to be able to monetize the books that I write. So I am just encouraged in the Lord to continue to do the things that he gives me on this journey, because, you know, this is a journey, praise God, and we're on it, so we may as well be encouraged as we go, rather than living this life and being miserable, all of it, praise God. We want to have some happy days, some victorious days, and it's only through the word of God can be. So let's get into our topic on today, talking about what does it mean to you to have a sound mind. And praise God, our scripture for tonight, one of the scriptures, is 2 Timothy 1:7. And it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." Praise God. The spirit of fear. God didn't give that to us. He didn't give us fear, praise God. He has not given us a spirit of fear, but what the Lord has given us, praise God, is power. He's given us power, power to overcome different things, different situations. He did it. He did it. He overcame. So he's given us that same spirit that we will be able to overcome whatever the situations may come in our lives, because we are no longer alone. We're not alone in this war, in this fight. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, but we're never alone. He's always with us in the fight. Praise God. And the one scripture tells us that the battle is the Lord's. Praise God. So it lets us know that we're not in this fight alone. And then he's given us love. Praise God. But we do not have the spirit of fear, but of love. That's what God has given us, of power and of love. Praise God. He's given us love. Praise God. And perfect love, his love, it casts out a lot of things. It gets rid of a lot of things. Love, his love. And of a sound mind, a sound mind, praise God, a sober mind, amen, sound, thank you, Lord Jesus. When we think of, when you think of sound, what do you think of? What do you think about? What does it mean to you to have a sound mind? This phrase, sound mind, is taken from the Greek word, which means to be saved or delivered. And you think about that, being a coming to know the Lord, praise God, that's what he does for us, to be saved. When we're a believer, praise God, we're a believer, and we find that in him, in the Lord, praise God, we find that he's these things out, because as we live them and get to know the Lord, praise God, we find out the fears that we have is only a trick of the enemy to keep us in fear, praise God, keep us in fear, because he don't want us ever trust God, but he wants us to stay fearful of the things. But, you know, you have to step out. I think about that, the story of the man that was went throughout that lived in the graveyard, cutting and himself, and you know he was not in his right mind. He was not in his right mind. He was possessed by spirits. Praise God. Not in his right mind. Oh, but when he was delivered, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When he was delivered, and the people knew him. They knew him from the way that he acted, But they was not used to the man that God delivered, praise God, and put him in his right mind. So it says that the sound mind, it says that he was, you're saved from something or delivered. It suggests something that is delivered, rescued, don't you? Rescued, praise God. Did not God rescue us? Praise God. Did not he revive us? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Or savage, I think about, say savage, I think about Humpty Dumpty, who sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses, all the king's men, they couldn't put Humpty together again. Oh, but guess who can when we have great falls? Guess who can put us back together again? Jesus can put us back together again. Praise God. So he savages us. He savages us. Praise God. He takes the nothingness and makes something out of us. And then we show our gratitude by praising and magnifying God. Amen. And then he protects us and is now safe. We are, and the song says, safe and secure in him. It's only in the Lord. Praise God. It's only in him are we safe and secure. Praise God. But we thank God. We thank God for that, for making us safe and making us secure in him. Praise God. No other place can we find such safety but in the Lord. A sound mind and memory refer to a person's, praise God, to a person's state of being at the time of making their own will. You know, when you go to write a will, especially with older, and they want to make sure that they're in their right mind, so they ask a series of questions. And I understand that they have to go to a couple of doctors to sign off on paperwork to say that they're of sound mind. A sound mind and memory means the person has sufficient mental capacity to understand their action. So to understand what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're signing, what they're writing, praise God, to have a sound mind. What does it mean to you, praise God, to have a sound mind? What does that mean? What do you think about that? Have you ever thought about whether you have a sound mind or not? The sound mind engages how we think, how we feel, praise God, to move and interpret our other senses. The sound mind, talking about the sound mind, praise God, engages how we think, how we feel, move and interpret our other senses. Not only does it shape our health, but it deeply involved in forming memories and contributes in no small way to making who we are, our sound mind. And when I think of a sound mind, I think about the peace of God, praise God, has to play a big part in that, having that sound mind, because he helps to keep us at peace. Praise God. When we go through the different things that we go through, praise God. I mean, it's real easy to lose it. It's real easy to lose it. But look what has happened to people that lose it. Praise God. They end up in prison. They end up dead. Praise God. sometimes just out of it, not really operating the way that they should. So we want to have a sound mind that engages in how we think, how we feel, how we move, how we interpret our other senses. Praise God. Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind, praise God, think about that, whose mind is stayed on him, praise God, on thee, the Lord, because he trusted in him. When we trust in the Lord, praise God, and we keep our mind stayed on him, he said that he would keep us in perfect peace. I'm always saying, my saying is that practice makes perfect. Practice, the more you do a thing, the more you practice it, the more it becomes a part of you. And it is you. It makes you, it's you. It's who you are. Praise God. Amen, amen. I'm always saying when people, when I get a call or they ask me, how are you today? And I tell them that I am fabulous. Praise God, because that's the word that God gave me, fabulous, for me, for who I am. And he let me know that being fabulous, you cannot stay down. You can't be down all the time in your mind. So you need to be, you need a sound mind. You need a sound mind, praise God. And he says, he tells us all the time in his word that if a man lacks wisdom, let him ask for it, because God will give it to you. You don't have to beg God. He'll give it to you just for the asking. So we have not because we ask not. And then when we ask, we don't believe what we ask God. But we can ask him. So he says that Isaiah 26:3, he says, thou will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind, praise God, in your mind is stayed on thee because he trusted in him. We have to trust God that he will do. He's not a God that he should lie, but he does whatever he say that he's going to do, God does it. He keeps his promises. He never breaks his promises. He's not like man. Praise God, you can tell him something today and tomorrow he'll come and tell you that I'm not going to do it. Praise God. You did a handshake or eye contact or whatever you did to bind the contract. But they can come back and tell you it ain't so. It's not happening here. But God keeps his promises. If he promised us anything, God will do what he say. Praise God. And we thank God. Thank God for being God. He said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. What does it mean to you to have a sound mind? I think a sound mind, praise God, is the wisdom of God. Is the wisdom of God. Having his wisdom, having God to give us the wisdom how to do a thing, and having put on Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in his ways. And then he will give us how to do, acknowledging God in all of our ways and our doings, and he directing us. It offers a roadmap for navigating the complexities of life with a steadfast mind and an unwavering trust in God. Praise God. It offers to us a roadmap for navigating the complexities. Would you say that life, praise God, is full of complexities in things that we do, And we need a steadfast mind. Praise God. We need a roadmap. And that's what God offers. He offers us a roadmap for navigating through these complexities in our lives so that we can be steadfast, have a steadfast mind and an unwavering trust in God. We can get through it if we don't waver. If we don't waver, if we don't waver, we can make it through it. What does it mean to you to have a sound mind? We can get through the situations with the help of the Lord, praise God. But we have to trust in him. Isaiah's word assures us that when our thoughts bear anchored in God, when they're anchored in God, and we wholeheartedly rely on his faithfulness, perfect peace. What does it mean to you? What does it mean to you to have a sound mind, to be able to walk through situations in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of stuff going on, but yet you have a peace in your mind? Praise God. He said, labor to enter his rest. And to me, the rest of the Lord is his peace. He gives peace in to those who ask for it. Praise God. We need peace in our lives. We're going through so much in our lives today in America, praise God. And we need a sound mind. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know from day to day what things are going to be. But we do know that we can trust in God, and he will take us places that we've never gone before, but he will take us there, keep us there, and then bring us back safely again. So as 2 Timothy tells us, for God has not given us, amen, he's not given us the spirit of fear. And the enemy would love for us to doubt God, to doubt what God has given us. Can't doubt. We have to trust God that he's given us everything that he said that he would. He said he's given us power. He's given us love. And he's given us a sound mind. I like that. A sound mind. And who give it? God is the one that give it. Man can't give it to you. Because if they could, they would take it back when you didn't do what, praise God, or acted the way that they feel that you should act. But God is the one that gives the sound mind. So we want to thank him on today. We want to praise God. We want to magnify him for a sound mind. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the peace that you give, for the joy that you give, for the love that you give, and for having a mind. And can't nobody do us like Jesus. So think about it. What does it mean to you? Just think about it. Where are you in your mind? Do you have a sound mind? Praise God. Do you have peace in the Lord? If you don't, you can ask. Praise God. You have not because you ask not. And then when you ask, you don't believe what you ask. You got to believe God and then walk in it. Walk in it. Praise God. And then watch the Lord work. Oh, praise God. So until the next time, right here on Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, praise God. You have a fabulous, fabulous evening in Jesus' mighty name. Bye-bye now.